Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about those boo-boos and sex injuries that can happen to one or both of you while being sexually intimate.
And there's an anonymous quote that says, accidents happen, but it's how we respond and learn from them that really matters.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're talking about boo-boos and sex injuries, I think there's a lot to be said about how we respond and what we learn. And that's what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage episode with a hug. And a hug is really an opportunity to share the actions that you're taking, the breakthroughs that you're having, where you're seeing transformation in your own life. And this hug comes from an Instagram DM that we received. And this person had requested the 28 romantic conversation prompts. That's mm-hmm. how we had gotten into a conversation. And then shared the following with us. And for those of you that are like, wait, back up, Elisa. What are those 28 romantic conversation prompts? Tony actually put the link in the episode notes,
yep.
So you can just click on it right there. But she starts with saying, I love listening to your podcast. It was recommended by my therapist as part of a way to heal after divorce from a 20 plus year marriage to a narcissist. Quick shout out to all the therapists that share the One Extraordinary Marriage show with their clients. We are so grateful that we get to do marriage and be a resource to you and your clients. So thank you for that. She goes on to say, living in an emotionally abusive relationship makes moving on extremely difficult. Listening to you guys every week has instilled that I was not the whole problem and I deserve better. It also gave me powerful insights into how great a relationship really can be and I can thrive again. Guess what? I have met someone who is working on himself after a 20-year marriage too. We listen to your podcast together and discuss how to make positive changes in our daily lives after so much hurt and trauma. Together, we are thriving and growing. We now see what a relationship should be. Respect, love, and full honesty.
That's really cool. And really, I mean, One Extraordinary Marriage show is listened far and wide. I mean, Elisa and I remember many, many, many years ago, we got a message from a 16-year-old girl who was living in a broken home. Parents were fighting all the time, and she shared the reason she was listening because she wanted to hear a husband and a wife doing marriage. And you know, from a 16-year-old to those who have been divorced, going through a divorce, engaged, wherever you may be, into our folks who are married, you know what, we're truly honored and blessed to have you part of the one family. Marriage is important. It's foundational to our society, I believe. It's what builds a strong society. It builds a strong community. And we hope that each and every week as we share with you, it strengthens you, strengthens your pillars of intimacy, and it allows you to have the extraordinary marriage you desire. So thank you all. And to our therapists and counselors, yes, to those of you who are on the front lines each and every day, thank you. Couldn't do it without you.
Absolutely. You know, the idea for this episode, you know, sometimes people ask, like, where do you guys get your ideas from? Well, this actually came, we were having dinner with some dear friends a few weeks ago, and it might not come.
It was last week.
Okay. But by the time this airs, it'll actually be 2 weeks.
Okay.
So a couple of years. A few weeks ago. We're both correct.
Yes, we are both correct.
It probably comes as no surprise to all of you that when Tony and I get into conversations with people, especially friends, at some point in time, sex is going to come up in the conversation. It just does.
It just does.
People that we know really well will have conversations with us about their sex life. People that we don't know at all, you know, that meet us at events and things like that will come up and talk to us about their sex life. People are comfortable. They know we're comfortable talking about sex. And so, so we're sitting here having dinner with our friends and kind of out of the blue, like I don't even know exactly, like
I don't recall
I know what it was.
What?
We were sitting at that high top table and you got a cramp in your leg.
No.
No, he got a cramp in his leg?
He got a cramp in his leg first. And then I got one.
Oh, okay. Well, this is, yeah. Okay. Two men sitting at a high top table, both get cramps. And then from there, the conversation devolves into cramps during sex.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so we start having this conversation and these two, the guys are laughing. The wives are laughing. It's not that we make fun of people being injured. It was all good natured in that place. But, you know, we had this moment, Tony and I, as we were driving back to the hotel, we're like, wait a minute. If the four of us were all kind of talking about injuries, like what happens? What happens in our community, right? Like what happens, like what's going on in the one family? Are people not talking? Like we don't hear people talking about sex injuries. Like, oh my gosh, I had this cramp. And we've had cramps. We've had all kinds of stuff in our own marriage. But let's start normalizing even this conversation.
Yeah. And I think the bigger part of it is too, is when those injuries do happen or those boo-boos do happen during sex, I think for many of us, it's a jarring experience.
Well, sure.
Right. And I mean, you're in the moment. Let's think about where we all are in that place, right? We're in the throes of passion and we're excited and we're in this place of possibly in a foreplay, or we may even be at intercourse at that point in time. And all of a sudden out of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
It could be that cramp. It could be, you know, just even yesterday for instance, Alisa.
This is like real time.
Yeah.
Real time.
It was weird. And I've never had this one happen. But Alisa and I were making love. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it, somehow the angle, and I did work out yesterday. So it was, I do a workout Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. So it was a chest day as well. And I don't know what happened, but for some reason, the way Alisa was like laying on my arm and I was trying to move her, and my whole left pec.
But I wasn't laying on you.
No, you were. I think my arm. Was I grabbing you hard or something?
You must have.
Or tightly?
I was not.
I don't know.
I was not laying on top of you.
But all of a sudden, my left.
Are you sure we were in the same encounter?
I'm trying to remember where I was because it hurt so badly.
Yeah, you clearly.
But my left pec all of a sudden just cramped up from like in the underarm, underpit area.
Armpit. Also, the armpit.
All the way down to the bottom of my pec. And it just constricted and it hurt. And I'm like, erect, ready to go. And now I'm just like, I got to like
totally
rub this thing out. And so those things happen. I mean, Alisa has had many cramps over the years, like in the throes of sexual intercourse. And I'm just like, really? Like right now? Other things that have happened though too, I will have to say, when she gets like a pedicure or something and her toenails get a little...
No, yeah. I was trying to figure out, you don't usually lead with the pedicure. It's just usually like toenails.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just, I feel like...
Usually it's before the pedicure.
Or is it?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
But I have neglected my feet.
Okay.
I was like, usually on the backside of the pedicure is actually a really good thing.
But things of that nature have happened. Hitting, I mean, I remember at times like getting really into it and like hitting my head on the headboard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just sort of getting a little knocked out there, not concussion or anything. But you just sort of get like, whoa, hold on. Like where am I? Right? And you're in this moment going...
That doesn't feel good.
Exactly.
That doesn't feel good. And part of the challenge, I think, too, is that, you know, movies and TV would lead us to believe that sex, for the most part, is always this, like, really smooth, easy, like, nothing, and nobody gets hurt. You know, you're just kind of, like,
yeah, I mean, every once in a while, they'll show something, like
maybe somebody
will
fall off the bed, right. You know, things like that. But for the most part, you know, pretty... You know, I guess standard, you know, or not standard, but pretty uneventful.
Uneventful.
And so, you know, coming into this episode, it was actually funny that Tony did cramp yesterday because first time we've ever had a pectoral cramp.
We've even been on our wedges too, where like we're on the wedges and we're just sort of teetering and then it'll just sort of like, we'll fall off of that. Like,
oh yeah, we fall off of things.
And that's more like a boo-boo. That's not like a big injury. That's why we call this boo-boos and sex injuries, because I think once we share what's happened in the one family, there's a wide gamut of what can happen in this, where it is just sort of like, ouch, to some others that we're going to share with you here in a little bit.
Yeah, because you're going everything from like, that was uncomfortable, to I'm headed to the emergency room.
Yes.
Right. And everything in between. And I think, you know, it's part of the reason why we need to have these conversations and to talk about, not just about like, oh my gosh, can you believe that actually happens to other people? But also like for ourselves going, hey, wait a minute, how are we going to handle this? Or how have we handled it? Because maybe you've had those boo-boos or those injuries and the immediacy and the aftermath has not been great.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you're like, okay, well, maybe we need to do that differently. Maybe we just need to have a conversation about it. And that's one of the things about an episode like this. This is about seeding those conversations. Maybe that's never happened to you. And you're like, huh, how would we handle it? I would say if you're even thinking about that, like, this is a great episode to just have a conversation about, right? And if it has happened to you, hey, how did we do? Right? Did we do that okay? Did you feel loved in that moment? Like, is it something that we're still laughing about years later? I mean, we have a few of those stories that we still laugh about years later. And, you know, coming into this episode, we asked all of you on Instagram, where we always do our polls, Instagram stories, for those of you that are like, where do I participate? We asked the question, have you ever gotten injured having sex? And 48% of you said yes.
I thought that number would be a lot higher.
I wonder, and I, you know, using a word like injury, like you can't cover everything
right
in that. I did put some suggestions underneath, but yeah, I mean, I was actually a little shocked too.
I thought that would be a higher number, just because, hey, I mean, I've even had injuries just even recently where, I mean, just moving, and I don't know if this is age. It could be an age thing too, but just like we're in bed moving and just tweaking my knee or something.
Just like laying there or like in sex?
No. Like we're in the throes of like foreplay or oral sex or something of that nature. And so there's movement happening, but.
You should get your joints checked, dude.
Well, the one time that I hurt my knee just most recently, you were laying on it, and I try to move, and the lower part of my...
Why am I always the one laying around? Right? Like
well,
I love how this is all about me.
It might mean that you need to change your...
position? Exactly. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Amen. Position? There we go.
All right, we'll talk about that later.
All right.
But it was interesting to hear from all of you the kinds of injuries that you have experienced.
Mm-hmm.
The number one response, I will tell you far and away, was some type of cramp, whether it's leg, foot, butt, hip.
Like
if it can cramp, it's cramped.
It's your butt.
Yeah, somebody said that. But I can see that because if you like squeeze really tight, like and then like it doesn't want to release.
The only thing that I would even put in here for a cramp, not a cramp, but another injury is oral sex and you like vice gripping my head.
Oh, that was not. Nobody else said that, babe.
I know, but I think that needs to be added to this list because it's you in that moment and the intensity.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's almost like you're vice gripping my head at times, and you've gotten better.
I will say there were a few head injuries mentioned, migraines.
Ooh.
And so I don't know if that's sex induced migraines. I don't know if that's, you know, orgasm-induced migraines. People have hit their head in various places. So hit your head on the headboard, nightstand, that type of thing.
Ooh, ouch.
Coming back to the head.
If you're coming off and hitting your head on the nightstand, yeah. Ouch.
You know, other head injuries, some of those like knock your head together type thing have resulted in a black eye. Another facial head injury. Couple was untangling after having sex, and I assume they were in the 69 position because his leg connected with her nose and she ended up with a broken nose.
Oh, shut.
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing.
So that's some of the like head injury type things. There are a lot of
Are we going down the body?
Oh, I don't know. Like you started saying head and I just kind of, you know. I will say this, cut your fingernails, people. Like just fingernails and toenails. Little PSA for you, you know. It's one of those things. A lot of people have been scratched up.
That brings up another thing. In the last month, we've had a number of injuries.
This episode was like coming.
Yeah.
Before we even had the conversation. Before we even knew.
I eat a lot of protein. I feel like just even eating a lot of protein.
Well, okay, Mr. Nutrition.
I'm bringing that up because I feel like my fingernails grow.
Well, sure.
A lot quicker,
yeah.
Than they have in the past since I really started looking at my nutrition and specifically my protein. And so I would say about a month ago, I wasn't paying any attention to my fingernails, but we were foreplaying. I was just rubbing Elisa, and all of a sudden I noticed that she's sort of irritated and agitated, and I'm sort of in my head going, "All right, what's going on?" And finally, she's like, "That hurts," and it pretty blunt, like. I'm like, what specifically hurts?
I've taught him well. Yeah. Like all my coaching clients know I like things to be specific. I'm like, and so me just saying that hurts.
What are you talking about? She's like, the way you're rubbing my clitoris. I'm like, okay. And she's like, I haven't felt anything like all day, so I'm not too sure what's going on. And then she's like, just grabs my hand and she looks at my nails and she's like, it's your nails. And I was like, oh, okay. Noted. I'm not going to just get up right now and cut my nails. Like, that's not going to happen right in that
moment. Which also means you're no longer touching me there with your hands. So that's how that's going to go down.
But that's not how it went down. So you can, if that's what you wanted to go do, go for it. But I ended up just changing the position of how I was rubbing her with my finger. But yes, fingernails, toenails, they can cause some issues.
Yeah. All kinds of things can get scraped up. Yep. And I will tell you that if a woman's getting scraped up anywhere near her clitoris, vagina, she's going to let you know. It's not going to be pleasant. It's not going to be pleasant.
We had a penis abrasion cut inside of me when being fingered. Wow. Yep. There are
quite a few of you that suffer from ovarian cysts.
Yeah.
I saw that response come up a lot where you have an ovarian cyst pop during intercourse and it has landed you in the emergency room because the pain has been so intense.
Yeah, we have a dear friend who has
deals with ovarian cysts as well.
Yep.
There was one that said, he was so deep in my uterus, and I have actually uttered these words, it feels like you're knocking on my ovaries and it hurts. Mm-hmm. Those are my words. That's not what somebody said. But when I saw uterus and it feels like I got punched really hard and the ovaries were going to break, that's what somebody in the one family said. I was like, oh, I know exactly what she's talking about. Because it's there are certain angles and there are certain angles. Depth of penetration, that type of thing. People have gotten rug burns.
Popped a disc in my back. Ouch. Mm-hmm. Like, ouch. Husband accidentally kneed me in the crotch. Yep, been there.
Somebody pulled their back while trying to pick up their wife just in the angle.
Pulled an ab muscle during an intense orgasm.
Which,
oh gosh,
and know that we're not laughing at anyone. These are all experiences where we're just like
this stuff happens. This stuff happens. Like, we can sit alone in our own little world and be like, we're the only ones that this ever happens to. No, you're not. We've told you a bunch of hours. The one family has shared what they have experienced as well, and so. Instead of us always feeling like we're the only ones, actually, we're not. 48% of us, in some way, shape, or form, have had a boo-boo or a sex injury in our bedroom together.
And, you know, and it's having this conversation. It's stepping into this place where, you know, most of these couldn't be avoided. You know, I think the toenails and the fingernails are probably the only one that could actually be avoided. And so the question becomes, what do you do when and after something like this happens? We're going to talk about that after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We're back, and we're talking about what to do after a boo-boo or an injury happens while the two of you are being sexually intimate. And I want to say, first and foremost, Tony and I are not medical professionals, so nothing that we say is to be construed as medical advice. But I did do a little research on cramps, since so many of you have suffered from cramps in some way, shape, or form. Some of the suggestions that I read were massage before and after. So if you know that there's an area that's prone to cramping, to actually massage it and get the blood flowing both before and after, just to either reduce or heal faster.
So what I would suggest there is get yourself a bottle of UberLube, and you can go to buyuberlube.com, mm-hmm. use it as a nice massage on your spouse, and then you can actually use it for foreplay as well. It's a two-in-one, so don't miss the opportunity, especially if you're cramping. Like, just go to buyuberlube.com, get yourself a bottle.
The other thing from a nutritional standpoint when it comes to cramps that I saw on a lot of sites was getting adequate amounts of potassium, sodium, calcium, and magnesium. Again, mm-hmm. we're not doctors. Go talk to your medical provider if you are finding that you are cramping frequently during sex. As I mentioned, cut your toenails, cut your fingernails. But mm-hmm. everything else, pretty much unavoidable. And so when you get into that place where things are unavoidable, it's what have the two of you built and what are you building when it comes to your emotional intimacy so that you can address what happens and not have it be this huge, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you would do that. Or I can't believe you would treat me like that. Or I can't believe you would say that. But coming into this place of saying, how do we handle very unexpected intimate accidents with love?
Mm-hmm.
Right? How do you show up and, you know, apologize for causing the pain? We know it wasn't your intention. Nobody expected to give their spouse a black eye or a penis abrasion or anything else that we shared with you or things that didn't even get mentioned. Nobody's doing that on purpose. But we were still involved in the process. So being in that place of apologizing, whoa, Tony is over here cringing. I said penis abrasion, and he's yeah. just like
I was liking this too. Just as you said that is, and we're big football fans, as many of you know. Like, we love football.
Where are you going with that?
No. Just hear me out, real quick. Yeah. So, you get on the field, you know there's potential for injury, right? I mean, we've seen it firsthand.
We've experienced it.
With our own son, and many of us have seen it who do like watching football. And I would say for the majority of the time, it's not intentional. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, we've all seen those plays that are dirty. We get it. We know, we're like, ooh, that was a nasty hit. Shouldn't have happened. The majority of the hits, the majority of the incidences that happen are just because you're on the field playing the game. Mm. And I look at this sort of going like, you know what? It's going, and this is even just a revelation for me when I'm thinking about it and it happens to us, is like, well, we're in the game. Like, we're strengthening our sexual intimacy pillar. If something like this happens, well, it's because we're in the game.
Statistically speaking, the more you play, the greater your chances that something is going to happen.
So that's just what hit me when you were saying that.
Wow, that was a really good one.
Yeah, thank you. Really good one. Every once in a while.
Every once in a while. You know, when something happens, ask what would help right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, obviously, if you got to go to the ER, get your spouse to the ER. You know,
that's 100%. A huge one. But there might be things like, hey, I just need to take a break. Or can you massage this spot? Or, you know what, I need an ice pack. Whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do right now? And then what does it look like to care for one another?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be in this place of saying, you know, you can file it away in the moment going, this is going to be one of those ones that we're just going to chuckle about in the future. But right now, what do you need? How can I care for you? What can I do? Because it's true. Like, I have had some crazy leg and foot cramps over the years where I'm like, I can't even move my leg. We laugh about those now. Right? We have had, you know, sliding off of things that do make us chuckle. In the moment, doesn't feel so good. Right? Like, sliding off of bed doesn't feel so good. But I want to remind you of the wedding vows that you likely said or had some variation of. And typically when we say our wedding vows, there is something in them along the lines of in sickness and in health. Well, getting an injury while having sex is kind of one of those sickness moments, right? And so how do you love each other well, recognizing that it did happen, like Tony said, when you were in the game, when you were making one another a priority, when you were engaging in your sexual intimacy? Like, high five each other. Oh my gosh, that was incredible. Not great that you got hurt. Not great that we had to stop. But look at us making ourselves a priority and our marriage a priority.
Can I add one thing though too? Because I was just thinking about things like this too.
Is that actually a yes or no, or do you like what happens if I say no?
Well,
you're going to add it anyway, right?
Then I'm going to add
okay,
it anyway.
Okay, I just checking.
I'm the other half of the show, so I get to interject.
So you don't have
every
to ask.
Once in a while.
You can just.
But I was also thinking about if it's like, especially with like the cramps and things of that nature, because cramps by far was the biggest, mm-hmm. right?
Most frequent, yeah.
Most frequent of the comments given to us. But I was even thinking about like getting into different positions, mm-hmm. checking out like a liberator, you know, wedge or sex pillow, something of that nature to change those angles. I know sometimes though those can create other issues because using it ourselves, they're good, but they also can highlight other things that cause like some boo-boos or some injuries as well. So a lot of it too around our sexual intimacy is trying different things, mm-hmm. and seeing how we can alleviate if it's something that's occurring often, more often than not, but trying to dial into it, because I could see it, like we can talk about a couple of different ones here that have happened, but there have been many of months and times when we're having sex that nothing happens at all, mm-hmm. right? You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, if it's something that's ongoing and you're like, goodness gracious, what's going on?
Well, like, this is where, you know, really understanding that emotional intimacy is so intimately and intricately tied to your mm-hmm. sexual intimacy. It's having those conversations and a willingness to have the conversations to say, hey, what can we do differently? Right? What would that look like? Can we try different positions? Because my legs always cramp when we're in that position. Can we, you know, try a position where we're standing up versus laying down, because it'll be easier on my hips, you know, and I won't get maybe that hip cramp or the butt cramp or whatever it is. Can we, like, talking about your sex life. And ultimately, that's what this episode comes down to. It's what are the conversations mm-hmm. that the two of you are having about something that has happened, right? Being in this place of saying, hey, I'm not just going to ignore. I mean, some of these big ones you couldn't ignore if you tried, but even the little ones, like Tony could have ignored with the whole fingernail thing. Mm-hmm. He could have totally ignored that. We could have never had a conversation about it. And he could have just been like, wow, she's being a little cranky right now. And he could have gotten all sorts of cranky in the moment and just rolled over and been like, fine, like, we're not gonna have sex. Like, totally cool. That is a version of Tony and Elisa, you guys, that is probably, if I had to look back, that version would have shown up about 10 or 12 years ago, where you would have been like, oh, you know what? If you're gonna be like that, I'm not having sex. Like,
yeah, right? Maybe even a little bit.
But longer.
Longer.
But what I'm saying is, like, we have been there. So we know that sometimes those conversations don't go well. But you continue to have the conversations. You continue to talk through this. You continue to say, hey, how do we stay in alignment? How do we, as a team, coming back to Tony's football analogy, how do we take the field together and do it well?
Yeah. You know, these are topics that, honestly, Elisa and I, after all these years, have never heard people talk about. And I'm glad we get to talk about them with each other and with you. Because I think as we bring these conversations to the table, it helps all of us to realize, like, we're not the only one. Mm-hmm. There are others. And together, the biggest thing is that we strengthen our pillars of intimacy. And through this, even this, we learn. And how do we grow? How do we strengthen those pillars? And how do we even grow closer together? So this week, you know what? The big thing is, what's that conversation? Maybe have a fun chat with one another and laugh and reminisce about some of those sex injuries or boo-boos that you've had over the years. Or for those of you who haven't, what would you do if something like that happened to you? You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.